This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The theme for tonight's show is long-awaited payoffs, long-awaited gratification. Well, I guess that's a pretty broad brush. Events that we've been waiting for quite a while that have actually happened. And there are multiple examples of it as we launch into another hump show here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are thrilled to help you get through this middle show for us of the work week. Yeah. Believe you me, I'm right there with you, counting the minutes until we get to essentially the top of the mountain, at which point we can start cruising down the other side toward the weekend. So it is our hump show, our middle show of the work week, and we're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We have come to a determination about our producer. We think we'll keep him. Is that from the gong show? Except I thought the gong was when you were getting rid of someone. No? Or is that supposed to be the gong that you would hear at an Asian restaurant?
It's the initiation. Hello, Chris Gong.
Oh. Why didn't I realize that? I'm so sorry. Yes, one of the things that we've been waiting for now for, you know, a couple weeks is Chris to bring in dinner for our first official team meeting. So Chris and his girlfriend went to eat at a local Thai food restaurant in New York City and then afterwards put in our order. Now, I got to admit, I was a little bit nervous that either he was going to get it wrong or the food was going to be cold. So that was kind of my number one concern. But neither one of those things happened. Actually, my order was correct. Isaac is the one who didn't get what he ordered. But Isaac doesn't make the decisions around here. So, you know, I was all good. I had this awesome, very large portion of Thai red curry with shrimp. And I still have some left. I did do my darndest to eat the entire thing, but we were talking as we were eating, and so I still have a little bit left. But thank you, Chris, for bringing in the Thai food dinner for both of us. Isaac, what did you have for Thai food dinner?
Stir fry, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Stir fry. I feel like this should be an annual thing. Chris has to bring in dinner.
Quarterly.
I'm just... Isaac doesn't care that you volunteered to be the After Hours producer. Anyway, thank you. It was really good. What did you eat at the restaurant?
I had pork fried rice with a special Thai seasoning on it. It was really, really good.
And you tried curry for the first time?
I did. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
You survived. You're just fine. We also had a really productive show meeting in which we tossed around many ideas, a good brainstorming session, and we hope to implement a bunch of those over the next 6 weeks.
Because I wanted it to be something I never forgot.
If I get sick off this Thai food, it'll be something I never forgot. But right now, everything's all good. My stomach's feeling nice and full. And so it was really good to be able to sit down and have a conversation about the direction that we want the show to go in now over the summer. And let's just be honest, all of it is really prep for football season. So the next 6 weeks are looking ahead to how we can get the show in position for a killer fall. So excited about that. Definitely rejuvenated with the chance to toss around some fresh ideas. So that's really cool. Speaking of fresh ideas, I really enjoyed all of your answers to our Twitter Tuesday question all day long. Now, I was sleeping, so I didn't get a lot of them. But when I woke up, I enjoyed reading your responses to the sporting event or the particular sport itself that you enjoy attending in person the most. I had a hard time narrowing it down, but I love the sports that are outdoors, and I love the ones that are a little slower paced that I can get more bang for my buck, so to speak. And so a lot of you wrote back in response to my tweet about golf tournaments and being able to move around and walk around, plus baseball and college football. And I would agree with you about the hockey. Hockey is so much better in person than it is on TV. And you really get the speed. The speed doesn't translate on TV nearly as well. And I enjoy being up high, looking down on the ice whenever I go to hockey games. And I've been to some really amazing arenas and atmospheres over the last several years. For instance, Stanley Cup final at Madison Square Garden several seasons ago, and also a Stanley Cup final game at United Center in Chicago, which was the last time the Blackhawks won the Cup. Was it 2015 or 16? Sorry. It'd be good if I remembered the dates, but you know me and dates, they don't actually go well together. That's a really loaded comment right there. But if you know me, you know that's true in many facets. Anyway, so I love the hockey answer too, because it's very true that in-person hockey is, it sparkles, it dazzles, it really sucks you in. So thanks for all of your responses. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and a lot of you posted your remarks on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Why do you care about the social media? Well, on our Hump Show, we always have Ask Amy Anything. By the way, sometime in the next couple of weeks, probably July 4th week, we'll do the next video version of Ask Amy Anything. So we have done it twice, and I'm not kidding about this. This is cray to me, but this is the truth. On our YouTube channel, the very first video edition of Ask Amy Anything has more than 30,000 views on it.
Nerd alert.
That's insane. I can't believe that many people care about the answers to my questions. I suspect that the video part itself has a lot to do with it, because many of you are curious, and then you'll send me tweets or you'll call up and say, I never saw what you look like before, la 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 la. I prefer,
yeah, somebody called me a creep on that.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, who's that creep next to you, Amy?
Oh, that was the video version of Ask Amy, where each of the other team members posed a question, and you all came up with your own questions, or you took ones that were submitted by listeners. And so it was Isaac, it was Pete, and it was Tom. And now it's just Isaac and I still standing for that video, as well as Chris. So maybe we'll recruit someone else from the newsroom, some unsuspecting dope from the... Sorry, some unsuspecting young man, because there aren't any women out there, to be part of our video. And so we'll do that July 4th week, and we'll see who's around and who wants to be part of it.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Oh, that's a good idea. We could maybe rope in Andrew Bogish, although I would be very suspicious if he was working on July 4th. You know, only us cool people work on July 4th. That reminds me, Chris, have you actually submitted any days off requests yet, or are you waiting until you've been in the position for a full month?
All yours.
Yes! That's good to know. I don't have any more time. Well, I have one day off between now and my trip to Cuba.
No days off!
No, I've got one day off. Can you get the chant right? One day off!
What are you talking about?
Between now and the trip to Cuba. And then, of course, I'll be out for an entire week. Not just that, but when I go to Cuba, I don't have internet the whole week, too. And it's awesome. Anyway, so that's all stuff that's coming up in the month of July. Like I said, we're going to implement some new ideas. We'll try them on for size and see how they work out. But in the meantime, there is a video version of Ask Amy coming. And you can certainly submit questions between now and then. Chris will keep the best questions that he doesn't use on the show tonight or on the show next week, and then we'll try to be as creative as possible. So on our Facebook page or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, please send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so the show meeting with the Thai food finally happened. We'd been awaiting it, and it was a great payoff for our great anticipation. Chris did well. Oh, gosh, that makes me think of cobras and snake charmers, and so I don't know if I really like the gong. Survey says, How that hurt. Okay, so another long-awaited event that people had been talking about, wondering about, speculating about, it finally took place on Tuesday. Kawhi Leonard and Greg Popovich met in Los Angeles. And yes, I would, if I were you, read into the location. That's home for Kawhi Leonard, and he's not in San Antonio and wouldn't be there at all if it weren't for the fact that that's currently where he's employed. According to multiple reports, Coach Popovich had been trying to secure a meeting with Kawhi for weeks. That's the term that I heard. It wasn't days. It was weeks that Coach Popovich has been attempting to try to meet with Kawhi face to face. And they finally did it on Tuesday afternoon, and Coach had to go to Kawhi. Muhammad had to go to the mountain because the mountain was not moving to Muhammad. So after weeks of trying, the two sat down face to face. And while it was described, now I don't know how you would know this, but while it was described as a good meeting.
What you said is correct.
It's very vague and bland. A good meeting. It was described as a good meeting. And maybe the first of a couple. No, not along the same lines as Kim Jong-un and President Trump. I don't think it was quite that earth-shattering. But nor did they need interpreters, I would assume.
Do we love Tom Brady, right?
But the premise remains the same. No matter that the meeting took place or didn't, the whole premise for the Spurs offseason remains the same. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio.
Why not?
And here's something else that we had kind of talked about earlier in the week, but this hammers it home. Any team that trades for him or attempts to trade for him with San Antonio is going to hear it from Kawhi's camp that he will not re-sign in 2019. So he does have two more years left on his contract with the San Antonio Spurs, but after this coming season, he has a player option, so he can opt out. And if he doesn't go where he wants to go, and if he doesn't get traded to Los Angeles, well, then it sounds like he's going to opt out no matter what. But because he has the ability to void the rest of his contract after next season, that means he has all the leverage. Then, he doesn't have it now, but he certainly can throw a wrench into the plans of the San Antonio Spurs, right? So this is a little bit complicated. He wants out of San Antonio. He's letting people know he wants out of San Antonio, or he's got a well-placed source that is letting people know. I heard it described as a league source. Now, remember, Kawhi was working out at the Union facilities in New York for a good portion of the spring. So maybe it's someone within the Union. Maybe it's someone who works at the NBAPA who is putting it out there.
I can't tell you what I know because I'm not allowed to.
But we know that Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio, and now we find out, again, from multiple reports, that he will tell any team that's interested in trading for him that he will not re-sign there in 2019 unless it's Los Angeles. So he's kind of putting it out there, and I'll always consider the source, consider that sometimes there are false rumors put out this time of the year to throw a wrench into the plans of different teams, to confuse teams, but also to complicate the draft process. That's why it was really important for Coach to meet with Kawhi before the draft. That's coming up on Thursday, because it could have major implications for what the Spurs do in the draft. So Kawhi is saying, I'm going to go to Los Angeles, whether you like it or not. You can either trade me there and you can let me go because I'm not happy with the Spurs, or I will make it really difficult for you to trade me anywhere else because I'm going to tell any other team that it's a short-term deal. Unless it's Los Angeles, I'm not re-signing.
Big ballers, man.
Oh, yeah. That's all yours, Kawhi Leonard. That problem is all yours. I feel like if I were the Spurs, I'd be really annoyed at the strong arm tactics. Greg Popovich doesn't seem like the kind of guy who can be strong armed. And while there are a lot of coaches out there who wouldn't want a player in the fold who didn't want to be there, this is a fine line for Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, he can attempt to stifle the trade market. At the same time, really putting the Spurs in a bad position, because if everybody knows, if every other team out there in the league knows that he's only interested in going to Los Angeles, well, then they're not going to be offering up a whole lot. They're not going to want to give up a whole lot for Kawhi Leonard, even though he's a two-time first-team All-NBA player, if they know he's not going to re-sign. They don't want to rent a player unless it's because they really believe he could put them over the top for a championship. So it does limit the options of the Spurs. But what if the San Antonio Spurs decide, screw that. Right now you play for us and we're not going to be strong-armed, pushed into something that we don't want to do. And so you know what? You can either play or not play in San Antonio. And if we feel like there's a good trade offer out there, we're not going to let you in on it. We're just going to pull the trigger. And then you can deal with the fallout. So if it's me, I'm getting to the point where I am not interested in Kawhi holding all the cards. Not just that, but putting it out there publicly through back channels so that everybody knows he wants to go to LA, and trying to limit what the Spurs can do. I say, yeah, you think you're in charge? Guess what? You're still under contract. So if you decide not to play, well, then you can sit out for the better part of 2 years and see how that goes in the prime of your career. So if it's me, I'm to the point where I'm ready to play hardball if I'm the San Antonio Spurs. But what about other teams in the league? There's been a lot of chatter about Cleveland or Boston. If Kawhi's not interested in going there, do you still trade for him? Do you still give the Spurs what they want for a guy who is only going to be there for a year unless you can convince him to change his mind? It's a good question. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. The long-awaited Kawhi Pop meeting finally happened, and doesn't sound like they came to any incredible agreements about their future. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thanks so much for tuning in to our Hump Show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the league right now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The pitch, he lines one into left center. That's going to fall in and give the Angels the lead. Trout will make a big turn at first, hold there with a single. Now the ball thrown from the outfield gets away at second, and the Angels are going to get all three runners in.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mike Trout is having some kind of June. Holy cannoli. Another two RBI for the Angel star, who I feel like already is the odds-on MVP if you're looking for someone to bet on in the month of June. It's a guy that feels like he's been around forever. It's been 7 years, but he's only 26 years old. Didn't take him long to get all the way up into the major leagues and really start to make a difference. And so Mike Trout generally does perform really well in the month of June, but he's actually raised the bar even more in 2018. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. In the victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you hear one of his RBI with Terry Smith on the Angels Radio Network, he goes one for one with two walks, because right now pitchers do not want to give him anything ripe and juicy. He improves to .448 this month. His batting average is .448 in the month of June. Wowzers. Now that's almost a full 100 points above his career average in June. But that career average of 358 in this month of June is the best by any active player in any month with a, you know, requisite number of plate appearances. He's also got an 8-game hit streak, and his on-base percentage is through the roof. So the Angels, they certainly have their work cut out for them in the AL West, because that's where two of the top teams in Major League Baseball reside, the Astros and the Mariners. But the Angels are 4 games above 500, and they're creeping. And they've gone through a bit of a stretch where they really miss Shohei Ohtani. They're hoping to get him back and get some good news about him. But what Mike Trout is doing, and I hate that it's been for a losing team the last couple years, what he's doing should not be overlooked. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's see. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico, with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's talk to Trotsky, who's in Georgia and wants to weigh in on the Kawhi situation. Hi.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I want you to, I'm going to throw a situation at you, and I want you to put the GM hat on. Okay, Kawhi wants to leave San Antonio, and he has 2 years on his deal. And Kyrie has, he said, well, he mentioned that he's probably not going to re-sign with his extension with Boston. So why not do a straight-up trade? East players, East swap team, and hopefully maybe San Antonio could get Boston throw Tony Brown or maybe a draft pick in there. And that way you both team have stars to build around, and if you lose them, you lose them.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, Kyrie didn't say he wasn't going to re-sign in Boston. He said he wasn't going to do it this year. So he's eligible for the max contract with his current team, like any guy is. Same thing as Kawhi. When you're in a particular year of your deal, toward the end of your deal, last guaranteed year of your deal, you are eligible for a max contract. Kyrie is saying he's not going to do that now because he's coming off a year in which he only got to show off his skills, you know, for the first couple of months, and he actually didn't play a full year. So it does not behoove him to sign a deal where his, you know, his earning potential is down a little bit. His stock is down a little bit. Also, if you're a team, though, that's interested in Kawhi Leonard, and he's telling you, I'm not going to re-sign there, then why would you give up one of your best players, meaning the Celtics give up one of their best players in Kyrie Irving, to get a guy in Kawhi Leonard who is not going to stay after this coming season?
You know how, like, OKC did with Paul George. Once you get him in the facility and he gets around Brad Stevens, who knows? He might change his mind.
Yeah, but that's a really big risk to take when you already think that Kyrie Irving is that you can convince Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, true. I was just like, I don't know. It's kind of like San Antonio's behind the eight ball right now, so it's like, you darn if you do, and if you darn if you don't. You know,
I agree with you, and I understand why it would be something that San Antonio would do. My question is, why would Boston do it?
I don't know. I just think, my opinion, I think with Kyrie, Boston would be a definite sure shot for the Eastern Conference champion than with Kyrie. That's just my opinion.
Okay, does that make them good enough to beat the Spurs or the Golden State Warriors, say?
Well, let me ask you this, though. With Kyrie, do you think they could beat the world? Would they have a better chance with Kawhi or Kyrie? That's the key.
Yeah, I mean, Kawhi and Kyrie don't play the same position. I mean, it's one of those deals where you're talking about apples and oranges, but you're essentially exchanging one superstar for another. Now, Kawhi is a much better two-way player, but if he's not happy and he's not going to re-sign, I just feel like it's essentially putting the entire franchise in a situation where the pressure is abnormal, and you've got a guy who's not super thrilled to be there either. I don't know. It just, right now, I don't think it helps the San Antonio Spurs at all to be soliciting trade options, because there are going to be very few teams who are interested in bringing a guy on board when they know it's only going to be for 1 year.
Yeah.
And having to give up a lot for him. Like, it's one thing if you're getting him for free or on the cheap, but that's not how Kawhi Leonard will come. He's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Hey, but yeah, I love you, Joanne.
Thanks so much, Trosky. Have a great night. I appreciate you calling from Georgia. 855-212-4227. That's our phone number, 855-212-4227. Trosky brings up an interesting point, though. If you're a team around the NBA, would you be interested in signing for or in trading for Kawhi Leonard, hoping that you can sign him in 2019-20 if he does, in fact, opt out of the last year of his deal? But knowing that's maybe not a likely possibility, but if it's a superstar that you can get for 1 year, do you give up a bunch of guys so that you can go after one of the best two-way players in the game and chase that ring? Because I tell you what, it'd be worth it if you got the championship, especially if it's a team like, oh, just like for the sake of argument, the Minnesota Timberwolves, or a team that's, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, or the Washington Wizards, some team that is so desperate to win a title that maybe they would go all chips in to try for 1 year with one of the best players in the game to see if it works. And if it works, great. Then you don't mind him walking. I mean, you'd like to keep him, but you got your championship. That's an interesting question. I don't think that I would do it if I was running a team, but every team's got different priorities, and every team's at a different juncture in terms of its chasing a championship. What about Philadelphia? If they don't get LeBron James, maybe Philly thinks, okay, we're one superstar away. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, you can use our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. Thanks so much for tuning in. There is one piece of memorabilia that I would never buy, not a penny, not 5 cents. You couldn't give it to me. I was, I was a little grossed out when I heard about it. That's straight ahead, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I had to have this conversation with a guy recently that may make me old fashioned, but if you can't pick up the phone and call to ask me out, then my name is no. The answer is no. And I figure if that's a ground rule that I set, then maybe people will understand that marriage proposals on Twitter are probably not acceptable either. Maybe people will understand, but they still happen. At some point, that will be not a thing anymore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. It's our hump show, which means we do Ask Amy Anything. And we're soliciting your best questions. And so you can use our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or send them directly to producer Chris on our show Twitter. And if they're really good, he will select them. So that's about 2 hours from now, just inside 2 hours from now. So you have some time. We try to break up this middle show of the work week with some goofy stuff, if at all possible. Generally, it involves me telling embarrassing stories about myself. But this next little thing that I want to throw at you is not something that I would ever do, ever. I draw the line, and I'm not a big sports memorabilia person anyway. I do have one jersey, so nothing like Peter Schwartz, who has 74 jerseys or something to that effect. And I do like hats. So I was just saying to a friend of mine recently that I needed, a new sports hat. I haven't had a Celtics hat, so Celtics are the team that made me want to get into the sports radio business, and I had one for the longest time that I really liked, but it eventually fell apart because I had it for so long. Oh my gosh, and the oldest t-shirt that I have, I can't even wear it anymore because it's so thinned out, you can see right through it. It's a Celtics t-shirt that I stole from my brother when I was a freshman in high school, and never really gave it back because I loved it so much. It was really soft and just the best t-shirt. So first I would wear it out until it got a little bit too ratty. Then I would wear it to bed, and now I can't. I mean, it's, you put it on and a little bit of pieces falling off of it. So I just have it in a drawer somewhere because I can't bear to throw it away. Anyway, I don't have a lot of memorabilia, but I do like hats and t-shirts. And every now and then when I go to an event, I'll get a new credential. So my credential from the Super Bowl in Houston a couple of years ago is a prized piece of memorabilia. I just went to the U.S. Open golf tournament this weekend. It was also one that it's my first time ever, and I really enjoyed getting a credential from there. And so special games or events, I'll keep the credentials. The Final Four 2 years ago was also the most amazing sporting event I've ever seen in person. So those kinds of things. I don't buy memorabilia except for hats and T-shirts. So I'm not the girl who would spend $3,190 on a Steph Curry mouth guard that is game used. $3,190.
That is weird.
That is what a fan paid for a Steph Curry mouth guard at an auction in August of 2016. Now, this was not any special mouth guard. Do you want to know how the guy got it? He apparently saw Curry leave it on the bench at a game in December of 2015. This is after the year after they had won their first championship. Wasn't that the year the 15-16 season when they won the record 73 games? But then they lost in the championship after they had the 3-1 lead to the Cavaliers, if I'm not mistaken. That was the same year. So he leaves this, is the defending champ at the time, he leaves this mouth guard on a bench somewhere, and some fan picks it up and auctions it off for $3,190 in the summer of 2016.
Oh, my God, what just happened?
It's not the mouth guard that Curry threw in the 2016 NBA Finals when he got mad. That was game six, if I'm not mistaken. He got ticked about a call and then got tossed in game six, which would have been back in Cleveland, I think. So if I'm getting this wrong, you can correct me on Twitter. But it's not that mouth guard, the one that went flying across the court when he got really ticked off about a call. This was just some mouth guard that a fan picked up at a game on the road and decided he would parlay that into a payday.
So I'll keep shimmying.
Well, maybe Curry's going to get a piece of the action with this next one, but I doubt it. So the second ever Steph Curry mouth guard to ever be available on an auction site is the one he wore in game four of the NBA Finals this year. So if a regular season random mouth guard earns more than $3,100 at auction, what does game four of the NBA Finals earn? And you want to know how he got it? How it became available? Apparently a member of law enforcement, and he's not been identified because he's a member of law enforcement, was at the championship ceremony in Cleveland when they got swept on that Friday night. And so the story goes, he asked Steph if he could have it, and Steph tossed it to him. Some guy got it on video who was standing behind him because he was presumably taking video of the championship celebration, got it on video, and that's how the auction site is authenticating it, is that they've got a video showing Steph throwing this mouth guard to the guy who caught it, who's in law enforcement. That's how they're authenticating it and making sure people know it's the real Steph Curry mouth guard that he wore in game four. Anyway, that's fairly convoluted. But now this mouth guard is going up for auction. So Curry gives the guy the mouth guard and he's going to sell it. I wouldn't buy it. This is where I draw the line at memorabilia. No, thank you. I don't need someone's used mouth guard. I've got a mouth guard that I use at night myself, actually, when I sleep during the daytime, because in the past I've been known to clench my teeth from stress and it gives you headaches. So I have a mouth guard. I don't need Steph Curry's. I'm all good. Gross. What would you do with it? Would you wash it? Or would you keep the, Steph Curry's DNA on it from game four? Gross. How would you display a mouth guard? It's not something that looks good on a shelf or a mantle, if you ask me.
Put it around your necklace.
Grosser. Okay, well, there's an idea. I want to know.
Like the Billy Bob Thornton wearing Angelina Jolie's blood.
Yep, just as disgusting. Is there any Is there anyone out there who would buy Steph Curry's mouth guard for $3,000+? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Let's go back to our phones, 855-212-4227. Brian is in Massachusetts. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. How's it going?
Good.
I don't really care about Steph Curry's mouth guard. I just really want to talk about the Celtics here. I really wouldn't trade anything for Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they should touch him at this point. The only trade I'm looking at from Danny Ainge is, honestly, for Karl Anthony Towns. I do have Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, and maybe that Kings pick for Towns. But other than that, I would stand pat if I was the Celtics.
So Kat is the only player that you would trade for this offseason?
Absolutely. Kat's the only guy. I mean, unless Anthony Davis becomes available, which is very highly unlikely, Kat is the only big guy. That's the only thing that I think they really need. I think they can live without Kawhi Leonard. We have plenty of forwards that can handle that. I don't know why they would even look at him for an option.
Oh, I doubt they are. I mean, Danny Ainge entertains whatever trade possibility comes along just because he's that kind of guy. He's always listening. But I highly doubt that they're willing to give up assets, the kind of assets it would take to secure a player of Kawhi Leonard's caliber if they know he's only going to be there for 1 year. I don't know why any team would do it, which is why I don't think the Spurs are likely to pull the trigger. But you never know. It could end up being a situation like Paul George to Oklahoma City where all of a sudden this option becomes available like it did for Indiana. So.
Right. I mean, if it's, you know, if it's Gordon Hayward, that's one thing. But anything other than that, I'm not just, you know, I'm not wanting anything to do with it. You know,
you would trade Gordon Hayward for him?
For Kawhi? Absolutely.
Even though Kawhi Leonard's likely to only be in Boston for 1 year.
See, I don't know if I really believe that. But I mean, at the Gordon Hayward with his injury, with the way Tatum's been playing, I'm OK with getting rid of Hayward and his, you know, $30 million contract with that note.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with you on that. I don't think, not so much that I think any player is indispensable. I think he'll be fine from the injury. I mean, he's a young guy, and young guys generally heal well, not to mention he's a world-class athlete with all kinds of technology and rehab support. But it's the idea of giving up an all-star when you're rolling dice. Kawhi is making it very clear that he's not interested in signing anywhere but Los Angeles, so... I don't think I would do that. If you're going to give up some assets, make sure you – I'd rather give up draft picks, something like that, not a guy that is another all-star that you could use once Kawhi departs. Brian, thank you so much for your call from Massachusetts. Always appreciate it. Again, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Next hour, we'll do a little nerd alert. But coming up next, who doesn't love a good quarterback competition? The Jets spent OTAs evaluating 3 QBs, each in various stages of their career. Who's got the nose in front? We'll find out after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.